in the Radio Purchase Energy Poll this week. Uganda is endowed with high potential for renewable energy sources, ranging from hydroelectric power, solar, wind, and biomass. However, over 90% of Ugandans still rely on raw biomass, such as firewood and crop residue, to satisfy their fuel needs. This has had negative consequences on the environment, such as reduction in green vegetation, which experts say is responsible for mudslides, floods, and long dry spells. Question: what should be done to promote uptake and use of renewable energy alternatives in your household? Answer A: raise awareness of environmental benefits of renewable energy. Answer B: provide affordable microcredit loans. Answer C: promote technology development for renewable energy alternatives. Answer D: government should exempt taxes on renewable energy alternatives. Answer E: increase quality control and regulate market prices. Instructions: go to messages on your phone and type purchase, leave a space. Gender: if you're female, type F. If you're male, type M, leave a space. Answer: A, B, C, or D. And send your message to 8881. This SMS is totally free of charge. I encourage women and girls to participate. Do not let men speak for you. Your opinion counts. This Saturday, 15th December 2018, Radio Purchase brings to you the live broadcast of the National Youth Conference Closing Mass from Nebbi Catholic Diocese from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This year's National Youth Conference is celebrated under the theme, "Do Not Be Afraid, Mary, for you have found favor in God." Luke chapter 1 verse 30. Listen to the live broadcast on Radio Purchase 90.9 and 94.5 FM and stream us live on www.radiopurchase.org and follow our live feeds on Facebook. Peace of Christ for all.
Radio Purchase.
A very good evening, dear listener, and thank you for tuning in for this week's talk show on access and sustainable use of renewable energy alternatives. And this talk show is brought to you by Environmental Alert in partnership with the Worldwide Fund for Nature, with financial support from NORAD. My name is Harry, your host for tonight's talk show, and in the studios I have Adribo Edison, who is the District Forest Officer and Natural Resources Officer, Arua. Yes, Adribo, you're most welcome.
Thank you, the moderator, and good evening, viewers.
Okay, with me I also have Asao Sunday, who is the Executive Director, Vision for Humanity. Yes, you're most welcome.
Thank you, Harry, and good evening, listeners.
Okay, in the studios, we are 10 minutes after 7 p.m., and later on, you will give us a call on 0776-255086 or 0393-273252, and we'll be doing this in two languages, English and later on in Lubara. Yes, over the past weeks, we've been conducting poll questions to find out which energy sources are used most in households with limits. What limits are households from using renewable energy alternatives, and what should be done to promote use of renewable energy alternatives in households. And I've been thinking, yes, renewable alternatives, what exactly do we mean? Yes, I can have a demo for that.
Yeah, thank you, Harry, and listeners. We've been talking about renewable energy, and I think it's the right time to explain to you what we mean by renewable energy. These are sources of energy we need for our domestic use and even industrial use, for providing energy which we need for cooking, which we need for industrial purposes, which we need for lighting. These are sources of energy which can be replenished by itself, or it can be replenished if you have if you use them, or if you harvest them to provide energy. And these are parts of natural resources which can be replaced intentionally or purposely without really completing the use of them. We have other sources of energy, mainly which are drawn from either the earth or from below the ground. Or these are resources like diesel, like petrol, all the petroleum products. These we can, once you mine them, you cannot replace them. Those are not what we call renewable energy. But we have other sources of energy which can be replaced. And these, as you had mentioned in the advert, number one is energy which you draw from biomass. Biomass is just is simply the growth. All the plants which are grown. These are, I don't want to say trees and forests, but these are plants which you grow. And out of biomass, you can get firewood for cooking. We can get charcoal, and then we can also get agricultural residues or agricultural things which you have after harvesting your crops. Then you can get that. You can turn that into energy. And so long as you keep on replenishing them, that is why they are called renewable energy. The trees, you can replace them when you get firewood or charcoal. That's why it's called renewable. Then the second renewable source of energy are what energy we get from the sunlight, which we call the solar light. Those, so long as the sun is there, you will continuously get the energy from it. So that is the second source of renewable energy. Then we have hydro, energy from hydros. This is where dams are built and then turbines turn the water into energy, and we can either use it for lighting or cooking or industrial purposes. So long as the water is there and you just harness the technology, you will keep on getting it continuously. That's why it's called renewable and sustainable. Then we have also wind. You can get energy from wind. This may not be very common, or it's not as common in Uganda, but in some parts of Africa and parts of the world, is wind turns turbines which can generate energy for either lighting or for cooking or for industrial use. And so long as the wind blows, you are assured of that energy which you are getting. And then we have also energy which you can, we call biogas, you can get from biogas. This is nothing. These are residues, can be animal residues, which you can turn in a digester, and it provides you gas, which gas can be turned into energy for both cooking and for lighting. Then there are others, where in some parts of the country where you see a boiling water coming from underground, that is what we call geothermal energy. And this energy which comes from the water which is boiling from underground can be turned using a technology to provide energy either in terms of gas or in terms of lighting and for cooking. So these are the sources of renewable energy which we think should be promoted, and it serves better than the conventional energy. And there are other crop producers, like in some parts of the country where sugar cane is grown, after squeezing the sugar and being prepared prepared into sugar for your consumption at home, the residue which we call bagasse can be burnt and boiled, and it boils water, and this water can generate energy. And these are what people are using either in Kinyala, in Lugazi and Kakira. So those provide energy, and this energy can be now mainstreamed into either the grid or for any other development or industrial purposes.
Okay.
So these are the sources of renewable energy which we are referring to.
Okay, thank you very much, Adribo. And the whole of this week, we have been running a poll on what limits people from acquiring renewable energy technologies. And yes, we had very many people who responded on this. And what do you make of the poll question result, which indicated that a majority of Ugandans mostly rely on charcoal and firewood for cooking?
Yeah, it is true. Many studies have been carried out, and even from our own communities, you can see that out of all these sources of energy, biomass energy is the most used. One, it is most frequently available to the communities or to the people. It's available. And two, it's cheap. It's cheap. Three, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take scientific technologies, serious technologies to use them. And that's why people depend mostly on it. And it is true. About 98% of our people in Uganda, and even our West Nile here, they use charcoal, and for firewood is about 98%. Charcoal is mainly in urban areas, and that poll question is really correct. It conforms to other studies which have been calling that our people in Uganda depend on the biomass energy, that is the firewood and charcoal, but for domestic use, even institutional use, because one, we have electricity, but the affordability of a part of it, and even up to today, the grid has not reached in all parts of the country so that people can access the hydroelectricity. And even in our own case in West Nile here, we have this Nyagak, which is okay, renewable energy, but it has also its own challenges, and particularly during the dry season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And the listener, we are 18 minutes after 7 p.m. And of course, later on, I will have you call in and have your comments or questions on what we are talking about right here. Before I get to South Sunday, yes, 90% of Ugandans use firewood and charcoal for cooking.
Yeah.
Is this a good thing or a bad one?
Well, depending on our level of development, I think the bad part of it is, are we using it sustainably? Are we using it? Are we replacing them, what we are using? What it's a good because it is affordable, but the bad part of it is that we are not thinking about replenishing, and yet these are renewable resources. That is the only bad part of it, because this now leads to the deforestation, the land degradation, which has its own challenges, and even coupled with their contribution to climate change impact, all this, that is the bad part of it. And another bad part of it is that the technologies, the renewable energy technology, the stoves we are using are the traditional, most of our people use the traditional three stone, but we have technologies where we can reduce on the fumes or the gases which are emitted by these firewoods so that it doesn't affect the health of the persons who are cooking, who are mainly our women.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the bad part of it, so that we realize that we are not replacing them, and then we are not using the technologies or the stoves,
mm-hmm.
which should have reduced the health hazards.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, Muke Arfu Midriangiri Adribo Yobazo Nyirudas Mega, Dwa Vodwa Madiogu Deka Bekaliri, Ni Sawa Aluma Vutia, Ni Radio Party Siniri Kalom Doron Flamma Sindiza Kristondra Manidria, Ma Imi Utita Vo Ni Ma Alera, Mega Wiki Bipia Gapri Malia, Amebi Zi Imitia, Wafanenga Imeoga, Afatekile, Sola Pile, Ati, te ingapi ima alia diki ayuzo adu afani nga emi ogani dika amebezi ni igata nilur kisu iyo nde vori madera mega andumabe joa vudwa umukiti amani igata fezu iyo nde vori madera mega sari malia ale diti oja ni atanva asau sandevu adam sebu wezika yo renewable energy alternatives ni igata mivile yo vori madera ngoni
awarifo tuhari. Iyo azidi kwa garaba tisi iyo tezo
wado
diya mavu iyo ndundu sasa. said ya bariri. Now, kadevu Paris Obabo, America le, UK le ngone odiki, ika dubata le diki angonezu, yati ingati service, berisi hidwe odiki ayo. Aya, alisi ati, afabano odubano odiki, iba ati odwane, ati diki kiki ayo e. Now, kabita nyakabizu, kwa manga suru ya zizo pizo zoleni na wika divi ni buu kutoku bafo azikubada kadele waru makani haika dimu situesu na maru west na ili area nidisu utau na maru wale wale uwa kuboku ngoni wadi maria baki tuni makayo aziza yu kudikivi niti ike mwa maru utau nyede ya area zazikitu iki baki mveperi aban iki ntau ni maisekele agada mageye sikile ulia nimeza were mvarangoni area ziku wale wale ikivi nidza yu indi teba mapari tau nyede yita makayo teka dimu wa mavile ya kuwa tadangu wa mavile ya kuwa udipi maria midisu wa matu ni adwa yu eza yu na kaduzo ndiafi so afadun veru aya baka ati ayye aya afaziki ki afazi amanisu wa mbuwa ba ikadu mapare rezayo azini makayo azile da tipini deo kora rise amadili mtudo chandindundu isu amadili umiyo mze na mwadri yetu nindo anda nizite okoritenga isile ndundu amania yu nyakaki adizu ngoni dikingo kia iyo azidi DRD idzama ngoni bae doki dungu
Okay, Mukeru. For me, Angiri, asau yoba zaru onyiruvorasi.
Yes, this time let me get back to Adribo. Yes, the poll question results show that 90% of Ugandans use charcoal and firewood for cooking. And of course, you said that Uganda's forest cover is being overexploited. But I see a lot of people investing in forests, like planting eucalyptus and pine trees. Don't you think this will help?
Well, much as people are investing in forestry in forestry by planting trees, I don't think that the rate at which they are planting is commensurate with the rate at which we are taking.
Mm-hmm.
More so, our population is increasing every day. And the population which increases, which means more mouths will be fed, which means more firewood must be, or charcoal must be produced to feed. So that is the challenge. Most of the plantations which we are seeing in the country is targeting timber resources. And the first priority goes now to production of timber, and then the production of firewood or charcoal is secondary. Actually, in Uganda, we haven't reached in a stage where we have plantations for charcoal production.
Mm-hmm.
So, this population pressure, increase in population pressure, plus the reduction of the forest cover is a very big challenge. It is not matching.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the problem which we are facing there. That's why we are pushing in for every household at least to have its own requirements for firewood and charcoal. If every household can put certain percentage of the land holding under forest cover, maybe that's when we can match up with the demand
mm-hmm.
for firewood and charcoal. But as of now, the graph is tilted.
Mm-hmm.
There's more demand than supply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's more demand than supply.
Yes.
So should we say that the rate at which Uganda's forest cover is reducing is worrying?
It's very worrying. Actually, statistics show that we are losing almost 90 to 110,000 hectares per year.
Mm-hmm.
And this translates it to what Mr. Swa had said. We used to have firewood just at a distance, a walk away distance. But today, to get house firewood, women are now traveling hours to go and get what? Firewood. That is already any indicator
mm-hmm.
that the rate is not matching up with the demand.
Mm-hmm.
Two, because of urbanization, many institutions are also now using firewood, and this puts a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we are not replacing it as it would have been on a sustainable basis. So that is that's why we are drumming left and right that we must replace the forest cover by planting trees. We must use the firewood or the charcoal in the efficient manner, because these are the three stones. You only get 10% of the energy which you need for cooking. The rest
mm-hmm.
is just going to the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So these clay liners stoves can at least make efficiency conversion of the energy you put in that sigiri or in that stove to at least 40 to 50%. That means if you put 1 kilo, you will get a maximum of energy which you need, than other than it going out in the air. So those are the technologies which we're trying to push. Added to that, that's why we can get energy for lighting is very crucial, and that's why we are thinking about use of solar, harnessing solar to provide energy for lighting particularly, and even for cooking.
Uh-huh.
So those are the opportunities, but otherwise the demand is now higher than what we are replenishing, and that's why we are getting concerned.
Okay, yes, thank you very much, Adribo. And as Uganda's population continues to grow, and we continue to heavily rely on firewood and charcoal, our forest cover will continue to reduce.
Mm.
Yes, what are the consequences of this?
Number one, as the forest reduces, as the forest cover reduces, it has its own challenges. Number one is it is causing, you know, what we have, what we experience in the climate change is number one.
Uh-huh.
Because we are now having higher temperatures, the rains are coming in erratically. We used to have two seasons in most cases, last year we experienced only one continuous rain season, and then the dry season comes early. So those are effects of drought, effects of mudslides. I think the case of Bududa is very recent in our ears.
Uh-huh.
Those are the consequences of reduction of the forest cover.
Uh-huh.
And also the issue of health is very crucial. If you don't use these technologies which can reduce the health hazards, then we are having our women at risk in terms of health. So these are the consequences.
Uh-huh.
Of course, issues of soil fertility reducing is very imminent where the forest cover is lost.
Yeah.
Because of forests and trees, they protect they control erosion, and if you don't have this forest cover there, erosion will be imminent, which means the topsoil will be lost, and that's why we are losing fertility in our soils, and hence low productivity. So these are the consequences which we face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mukaro Fuangiri Midri Adrebo Mega Savur Malia Alitio Zadi Atava Asavu Adam Sika Baikibu Amate Uganda Odiade Baki Partikio Ga Ngoni Te Baziki Vini Deported Maske Sase Baziki Kaltusi Kisa Baziki Pine Tree Kisa Ngoni Minika Turusi Afa Lerninga Amazakore Iyo Leron Vizu
Our default to Zitadisi, Ironiru, by Patis area, especially Kamu Pari Maratale or Lerry Malia. Maratala Baki Patis area, Kratusi Mingi, Ngoni. Tedi, Eoda Manisu, Chandi Rure, Ama Ombo, Kalase, to Sawarema, Ariangirito. Bakadu, Elia Ziki Kalina Vule Lero, Amanda Uganda, where I wrote Amanda about 10 million, can move in a million Iriani. Telina Kalina Mavutia, Amakalafe, 2 million Kalisu. Now, by million Kalisu, Diki, Ango, Ino Vozori, Zoku, Tuku, Awelo Alorele. Aya, Pati, Ine, Diki, Aweke Alorele. Now, Midisu, Kalafemi Dov, Wangiri, Rifi, Ombo, Mbibu nisu avaba ni bapati sazuri chako. Bama nzi ya dari amavu dia avaba bapati sazuri chako. Baada ni ama omiomi. Hata baka tuwa ama experience kamba mbibu ori muzu muzu ori sazu bale kiku. For example, akatri kompleni ango chako reti ama ango ayonvo Sara, niangu katrovu were tini pati slangu tiesu dini misa. Now, iyo damanisu onbu ndemere e, bapi ma, ava pati sazuri tsaku, bani kini urodi pati vureko. Aledi yo, iyo dambu ndemere ura, spidi ya maungoni tuzu odi e. Aye, rimi disu sadisi need, amani pati lezuri tudivinira. Oku amapatia ito tunilo anyakadizo ngoni tetulo midisu anguni tuturisi bale ki baora bao didipatia mavode are waro ama kubao isu wa mavode ogogo divuti ya memu fize uwe ani ratulo bao ze uwe Amadle suruwe diyako ae kadidu amandre ili alifiridini mudu ni arwa ili alifiridini kalito ii ili rikena ambute kilo wale aruvodi na batu nipatisa ombo wale sirisi ifini ili daki mchasidi ya dada chamupati suku ibi yo the REA. So schools ki if we the private schools coming you even water party area kanisa aya just using money for the water party area. Now ura de money party use the amaturo DT. Now DT ta money tire do uro odise allo service u ezade era amokunire mbana patabo vone mo. Betulu afadere ni diyo nikana ndebe wadi aya nibisu ozo divine Musa ziri ditu baimini ni ambodi etu anzu ili anzu wa madriera yenga yodi wadi ama adipika Eastern Uganda wadi pie ama adi ama wadi Temani yobole ba nzadi ki makani iki dea do target uko ngore kikabe deti adusko ire maizwa ire anziru so patidi ki dea vire ama nziki bizu chaki ni mupatidi kwa kwa mavuda ya tiri chaki di mungi mwiku ayo yu asizuri di amavuto tunia kuwezi okwe adiliko nadike ayo atiliko na mini na hidi reja zato iri irivine atika feto atika mini na hidi ili kalina avuti ili kalisu avuti ya midisu ili okua mavile dipine azuaga tiedife ama abaa iki odra iyo odisi so dita desili ya mani yozu katechora alo abake ava patisazo iri amubiki dinga vini atuluko sarisibani alebi odisi li ya yu idini
okay awadifo mwke arufu mine angiri zao yu bazo nyuru asimega javu doa madihu kudika bekala nyoromi di sawa aluma avuti ya dinga podi amuni misimu kituko. Yes, let me get back to Adribo Edition.
Yes,
how can renewable energy alternatives help?
Well, as we had earlier on said, the renewable energy sources can be replenished or can be replaced by itself. So by using renewable energy technologies, we are able to harness what nature has given to us. And that is why we are pushing that every household, every homestead, every institution who use energy must be self-reliant and from the source on the sources, and this particularly is where you need firewood, where you need charcoal, you must be self-reliant of the raw material you are going to use, and that is why we are saying that renewable energy is a savior in this, particularly if you use the technologies when you are guided. Number two, renewable sources, they can be a source of improvement of livelihood of a household or a homestead. But in terms of even once you have, we say, planted your trees, you can the market is already there because of the demand. So it can become a source of income for the household. Three, renewable energy sources maximize the use of your land. You can be a farmer, but if you have some trees in your farm, they will also help to improve the soil fertility of your land, hence improving on your production. So those are some of the benefits of using renewable energy, and that is the way to go if we are to change the scenario right now.
Yes, thank you very much. And why is the uptake of renewable energy alternatives are still very low in Uganda?
Well, the number one problem is that people are not aware on the importance or the use of these renewable energy technologies. So that is the number one reason. Number two is that people think renewable energy technologies are expensive. They cannot afford. They think those technologies, like the cook stoves, but that is a perception and attitude issue. They think that they are expensive, but in the long run, in the short run, they may be expensive, but in the long run, say if you invest in solar, you forget about any other source of what, instead of using paraffin. Say every day, For a household in rural areas, you can save by a paraffin of 200. Mm. 200 times 7 days times times 30 days times 12 months. If you look at that amount of money and compare it with the investment for solar, it is it becomes much more cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that perception of people that renewable energy technologies are expensive is what is why people are not taking up these technologies. Well, and the thing is, I think our people need to change their mind.
Mm.
They need to change their mind, and the rate of adoption of these issues, the people need to be drummed every time so that they can take it up. And that's just an issue of awareness creation,
mm-hmm.
which is a big challenge. Otherwise, the technologies are available, and I think we have organizations, mm-hmm. we have institutions who are promoting it, and I think so far, slowly, I think the rate people are adopting it, and those who have acquired some of these technologies are enjoying them.
Okay. Mukar for Midrangiri, Adribo, Megasa for Malia, Matioza, the Sandevo. Baki, Ama Yobapini, Letemayuka Fakele, Sola Pilate, the Achinga, P. Malia, and Gonia Piletiki, Ama Yobapini, Mayuka for the key. Afa, the Kibaka Kitwa, Yure Toki, Maza Kogir Congolese.
I would for to hurry. Akatecho tia mani bako rusa saa sigiri bani ale debi de ayo ini ra makai gutia lodi ofuzo nipatia mbuo lere miriga mirivepi aya ikate dovu sigiri ale debi de be isini makate mini ya yu gutia lo kanimbalo maaliari iri iomvi mito makayo beseni na naimbalo maalia so fini pati mongoba ni regazuri iri temu iomvi ditani iembe but over time iri maadvantage iri odale now iri akakita dafadi ya ure adifu ini roo kani kupati ninga isi radi urudi mungu nife amani pati pima aliari iri odi now baka didu ure zidi temani yo parizu obago di yaba kinya di elektrisiso di kia farika maichonga kia fordi sadi siku asikuwa mongo sende vile ritanga ku ni imbati yuhusu mfalo vipuru na kalito hii imbati di chonya di tafasira gas kuka zira ito wako ito wako so afatiri afamani ani iki biashara ya makafu iki vina nziko feria ngoni doo iridia masekti negative ya madido ya iyo nze duniando now iri sigiri tia mani iyo nze duniadi iki chuldo bazi ya vaba dori yadi iki vini sende su aleni yadi aya na midisu ikapatisa micho isu pati mini sadi metia minyaka sara ini tera so efi mini afiru nito ira so misu ikami forest sambudi nibo ilina ilito iminga kiri nyaka setini ara dede advantage ya mburi so wetaba mabake ava afodilere yezu adusku ira amane muke now mbo dea amane afadikea yuzo richako chako aduse alo baigaki afasola tule sigiribiki ipi majetu tebani kiku ikasende bafodi maali irimia za kwelina te ike doa jemini utudua ika dimu iri ikompea afamini ze pale alodwe ada ni miamuisu afamini ze udua lodua lodi iri ajeru ndeni amabuwa kuwefe para afi mtoroto amani ya wao kuna yeso nziru wadiki so yifi ni over time ili expensive nilitalo dwa yuhuru agamini solo odeleri jazuri hii risk ya ziki vini chi akatale kia yu ama joki vya kuwesi odeleri nisuwa nziki tala nikiti ni basiku joki vya achibe duwa tuluko si juu nduwera olio kudeleri duu ili fejo vete so akakite technology stovu pule ngoni odikia yu ili amazako aya azo chavini ama baki wadiba ubi badabadaku iyo da mani usu onzi ndeni ili hii batu nwome ya
Tita vuru matiupizo ama sande vuru malia disi mkidu kalafeto kwa zireziri azia irito ito itoko aro azia kanukutoko noro mina ireziri ne irito iri miamani simu ibadia yo mitiero bazu kanukuzita zizo radio patches
halo
uwa neo ntarebe
mbati ya ndukotu William
William karibu nipi
maa muda
Wado matidi engazo vurode ya mega ama bazi dualu tutia mafi zita di maziki onzi ama utita vo di mati upibene kalafeni tokuwa zile zile azia irito ito ito kwa razia kana kutoko noro mena ireziri ne irito hi iri bazilaini majudo radio patches
hello
Nicholas
engazo omuru district ya wa
Nicholas engazo omuru district ya
yes mazika alo inita
Tupizo madea dribuni ya ii zitari maziki wa mvezora sande ni wabadini ama utitari machupi bene
ok ya award 4 zitari bini zi odikisi maga zitari korte amaruwa ya dijeya mazidiki ya marachane ya zidiki marachaku matamzi ya zingazuri ere aruwa district ya ande amebi pati orikife ambera kanji chamivu kuangoni yari pare to the extent that every year about permanent nursery ama seedling the rezi ama seedling rezi nursery amable invepia siripia wada situde seasonal wa lusa elfu turutoi kani bani demandi ni amba amba chondi chakwere mivula leku te amabi oridikia wadika project azi district niche ebivye ni seedlings di iki ipo kiwa bavini supply kande mia undi uduko tiidini yaku wangoni yari te program di iki ikinga mudule mi akatuwa muwazi kurati program diki nga ini mudile ba muki mavuti yare nga program tuwe dile
okay.
Mi mumi ya veche mumi ya veche ane imbata biogas diwadiyare amebi imbata diki imbara bayo masima sample hata asivini iki asiki there are so far two in the district aziri lokira godwa then aziri vura daki biogas ini te biogas tabani yoro renewable energy ma initial capital lere angiri especially biogas ni aya schools vuleri amebi vini enju schools mazako target amadro kobani ndeni reri schools ki mianisu at least most of the primary schools amavulairuwa district ya diki they have a small woodlot now secondary schools ki amebi ki encourage to the extent that we are giving them land in forest reserves to plant firewood and we have also this year again taken five schools in Arua and four schools in Maracha where we have given them with the support from this project here we have given them solar for lighting especially for improving education so atukina afadikia yeki iliki kuri niku
okay
sama gami miuduko chani nga dunia niku wani
mwaka arifo maasande niya iyo bazo diluga
awatifo maza yonze agwese yopi ime dia ayeri tura lukali
Okay, amama jiko jata angwa madri ya ada gerika patini idezure resati se reti ni ambamba so amama wakio po ambu midu weriada minda gerika mi afaze ama yokini matching the species atukini ba mini ambu midu weriada wa mini pativi ni waradike feri ni ku ama mini suitable tree species fe ichopi ichipi mivile afapiri gerika amani chozulu fa renewable energy embrace zuri amani participate zuri pati sazo amani resources nikisuwa magiri dika ewu angoni zozo leta di at least ya kuwa lualuale ama wikinga atika pipi ama wadivu ma umbuwa ngondi reduce by using solar ika atika tato bani feada ye ika bukulania ika ayua kuwa ni equivalent dremini taba sayrele so lete ya mama ikidi sola wadikia mehana isiki necha wadi wadifo mama bia ngaba mafuri kimba mamoja kimasi
ok sande huwa sezure di
iyo zangiri ni bitu yo ani rama amutieru wedi yadi rice ama rice mapala ama afarikia wari oposi vision for humanity kima difa be iki afarikia wari ya maracha organizo ni azi yeru wedi yadi kalafi angiri sikivini afarikia wari ya sola kukstovu ngoni tamani oborele mungu fedevi na mani bileba churudo vision for humanity nivini sigridikide ya ruwe dizi so amu ofisi irirema hospital maandre tiede yade marachani ya mwesu nye dreda lock up unamba mudu mtowye mama emuki ama te oborele amoja kinga maduza abikia fada ya yu urodini ya mani ogogodi niba
ok muka alfa mtuzo angiri mega javuru wa masdilu gudeka defisu di amani fetu siri malia siri dere ama mine yola za di ogarwati siri di utitavwa ipi ama diu CDP TGP ya mani re environmental alati tuwalu worldwide fund be titafe pia ndere ya mtuyo mvele narodri tetino dapiri rimai hari jwa duase afudera.